For 10 days, the Marines practiced hitting the beach in simulated assaults as part of the annual exercise, Dawn Blitz.
So in keeping with the secrecy of this scenario, we actually don't know where the Marines are going. But after landing here and after a hovercraft has landed, they've actually started to move south along the beach.
After more than a decade of desert warfare, the Marines are trying to get back to basics. They're spending more time training with their traditional partner, the U.S. Navy. Dawn Blitz started as an exercise to ready Marines to deploy, but it's growing into a laboratory to test new concepts and equipment.
We're on board the USS Essex, right off the coast of California. Outside, you can hear one of the Ospreys getting ready to take off.
For the first time, the Essex carried the new F-35 Joint Strike Fighter. Part of new technology, the Marines hope will keep the old idea of amphibious assaults alive in the coming years. The Marines haven't actually landed under fire since the Korean War.
On the evening high tide at 1800, the remainder of the 5th Marine Regiment and the 1st Marine Regiment would simultaneously attack the city of Incheon.
That was 66 years ago.
The noise you hear is the sound of freedom.
Brigadier General Rick Uribe is in charge of the exercise. I asked him why Marines even need this capability.
Because it gives the president options. It allows him to have a force out there and then be able to go to a place at the time of his choosing and be able to go in forcibly if necessary.
Though they haven't done this in a long time, the Marines argue that storming a beach is still an option, and there are a lot of other reasons to keep this skill set alive. While they are preparing to train on the West Coast, the Navy was landing Marines and supplies into the hurricane-ravaged Caribbean.
Look at out in Puerto Rico right now, Haiti a few years ago. All of those tragic situations, had the Navy and the Marine Corps team not had this amphibious capability, I think there would have been a lot more loss and suffering of people.
The year Dawn Blitz began in 2010, Secretary of Defense Robert Gates questioned whether the Marines would ever stage another amphibious landing on the scale of D-Day, Iwo Jima, or Incheon. Among the problems, anti-ship missiles have become cheap and readily available. They forced the Navy to stay farther at sea. And the main watercraft the Marines used to storm a beach, the amphibious assault vehicle, is out of date and vulnerable to improvised explosive devices.
So this is the AAV. This technology has been around since the 1970s. It's a bit of a compromise. It's both a boat and a troop carrier on land. These things weren't used at all in Iraq past about 2007, and because of survivability issues, they weren't used at all in Afghanistan.
Chance Carlson is an AAV mechanic. His AAV was part of a unit of the big tracked vehicles staging in double rows along the beach. I asked him if he was worried that his vehicle was probably older than him.
No, we do a good job maintaining them, and we get the adequate parts and stuff we need, so.
We're watching a group of 6 AAVs slowly making their way into shore. Now, the AAVs travel at about 45 miles an hour on land, but in the water, they only can go about 8 miles an hour, which can be a real problem under fire.
For years, Congress and the Pentagon have been debating how to replace the amphibious assault vehicle. One program was canceled after critics questioned the cost and whether the Marines would be better off with a troop carrier that served them mainly on land. This year, the Marines released a new concept for amphibious landings. Instead of leading with the heavy armor like D-Day, the Marines want to spread the enemy's defenses by landing small forces by air, slightly inland, or on nearby islands. Meaning, at least initially, future Marines could bypass the beach altogether, if they do this at all. In San Diego, I'm Steve Walsh.